This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. It's so glad to be here with you today, and I have a very special guest. We're going to talk about one of my favorite subjects, which is law of attraction and how that can change your life and what authenticity has to do with it. First, I'd like to make a quick announcement. I want to remind you that I'm always looking for guests on my show. And if you happen to have a story of authenticity or know someone who has a story about how being authentic enhanced their life and maybe help them to help other people's lives, just give me a call at 954-243-7297, or you can visit my website, lifecoachmari.com. That's lifecoachmari.com. And without further ado, I will introduce our guest. Her name is Sue Finley, and she is a retired elementary school teacher who is now a life coach and an author. She believes that everyone can have that joyful, blissful life they desire and deserve, and she's author of Keys to Unlocking the Laws of Attraction and is working on a second book called Create What You Desire. Welcome to the show, Sue.
Thank you. I'm so glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's so good to have you. Like I said, law of attraction, I've been working it for years and years. I know how it works in my life and can work in everybody's life. It's one of the most exciting topics for me. So tell us a little bit of a story about how you came into this, how you came to do what you do now.
Well, ever since I was young, I always was drawn to the helping field. I wanted to help people. And back in those days, back 30 years ago, teaching was, well, there were a lot of fields that help people, but teaching seemed to fit me the best. Counseling, teaching. So I decided that I was either going to be a counselor or a psychologist or a teacher. And then I thought about it, and I thought I really like to have a lot of contact with little kids. So I thought if I was a teacher, it would also allow me to be a counselor in many ways. So, and I loved helping children all along. But fast forward about 25 years, and I heard about life coaching, and I'd never heard of that before. And a couple people actually suggested that I would be a really good life coach, and especially a happiness life coach. And I thought about it, and I thought, wow, that really is kind of a niche for me. And so I decided to become a life coach about 10 years ago, specializing in happiness and in alignment with spiritual techniques to assist people have a happy life. And it's really been my passion for the last 10 years. And I decided even to quit my teaching job because of it. I really was no longer in, and we're talking about authenticity now, no longer in alignment with the teaching field, although I love helping kids, and I still do. Just the policies and objectives now that are going on, it wasn't in alignment with me because I'm more of a nurturer, and a lot of teachers are more of nurturers, and it's not, you know, a lot of teachers are going through the same thing I went through, and I know it's a cyclical thing. I'm sure it is, that it will pass, and some great things will come of this, but I decided that it was my time, and I've felt so much like my time to leave the teaching field and go into life coaching, and it's been awesome. And I retired even before I had my 30 years in. And
wow.
So a lot of people would question me, like, Sue, why are you doing this? And I'm making this jump, and I only had 16 years in, and with retirement, and I asked the universe to assist me in this, and what is my next step, and it just worked out. It took a few years for me to get there, but it worked out that I was able to retire and also make enough money that I could, you know, take care of myself and exist. So it does happen. I want to tell everybody it happened for me, and a lot of people are in the same position where they feel that their jobs that they used to have are no longer in alignment with who they are now. They might have been before, but they're not now.
Right. I love that story. It's such a great story. You know, the show's called Dare to Be Authentic because it takes courage to be who you really are. And Sue, it took a lot of courage when people are telling you, what do you mean you don't want to wait for your retirement? It's only another, 14 years? That's a long yeah. time to be out of alignment. but people don't look at it that way. People think, hey, this is a sure thing. You want to stick with this, you know. It's not
right.
that awful. So it took a lot of courage to do that. I must say that I applaud you for that. It takes a lot of guts to really follow your path and to follow your alignment, which is you wanted to be in alignment. That's fantastic.
Right.
So tell
exactly.
us a little bit more about what following the law of attraction principles has done for you. So once you began that path, tell us a little more what happened.
Well, I've always believed, ever since I was little, that I could have whatever I want. And it's not in an egotistical way at all. It's more like a knowing that I'm going to be protected. I'm going to be provided for. And I'm not even talking, it's beyond my parents. I always knew this would happen for me. So I thought the law of attraction mm-hmm. would be something that I could really teach people. And it just allowed me to see that what I desire and needed, I can always have. Especially if my energies are in alignment with it, and 51% of my energies are going towards it. But the bigger picture is that I've developed a much larger trust in God and the universe. And when I say the universe, I mean God and all the divine teams that God sends out, and know that I'm being totally supported and watched over at all times. So that's really helped me develop an even more trust in God and the universe.
Yeah, that's such a wonderful space to be, because I remember a time I wasn't as fortunate as you. I always felt everything was going fine when I was really young, when I was home, of course, and you're a child, and then even as a teenager and young adult. But later, I began to waver in that as things happened to me and different things happened in my life. So I didn't always have a life where I always believed, you know. I mean, I guess ultimately I believed God would take care of me, keep me from any serious harm, but I didn't believe that everything worked out for me. And so when I began applying law of attraction principles, it took a while for me to really get to the point where I truly believed and just knew. That word knowing, that's so important. I just knew that I'm taken care of. And that's such a beautiful, wonderful feeling. And I think that's what you want to impart to your clients, is it not?
Yes. Yes, you let go of the fear. You don't have to have the fear anymore. And the universe will totally take care of you. It's kind of like being a little child, like you mentioned, a little child. Being a little child mm-hmm. running and playing with their friends, and they're not worried about what they're going to eat for dinner, at least most of them. They're not worried about that. They know they're going to be taken care of. It's kind of for us as an adult, we have now, our parents might be gone. They might have passed away. But now it's mother, father, God, the divine feminine and masculine are taking care of us. And we totally do not have to worry about it. But there's some principles that really can help people so that they can get to that space. Like you said, it took you a few years. And I'm not saying that you don't have anything ever happen to you that's, you know, undesirable, because there's a lot of things that happen to me too. But you can mm-hmm. still go beyond mm-hmm. that. You can still be in neutrality with it, knowing that it was for the highest and greatest good, and move on from there. And it's wonderful to be in that space where you know you're going to be totally taken care of, though.
Yes, I agree that it totally is wonderful to be in that space. And it is like a child, but it was, for me, it was a challenge, because I was so used to being in control of my life and making things happen. You know, the society teaches us that we make our life happen. That was one of the hardest things for me, to sit back and be like a child and have mom and dad take care of me. I didn't want to do that. I wanted to be in control. And so for me, that was the most difficult thing for me. That was a challenge. It took me a very, very long time. I'm still learning it.
Mm-hmm, me too. Yes, because there's some parts of us that still are in fear, and we want to control things that it's not going to be delivered to us. And it's a process that we're all going through as a whole world. It's a whole process all of us are going through. We're releasing a lot of fears anymore, because the energies in mm-hmm. our world are so high now. We're releasing a lot of it, and we're all going through this together.
Yes. Very good. So let me ask you, what do you think the first thing is that a client must do to begin to create that life they desire? What's one of the first things you teach them, or what do they actually have to do?
Well, I think there's a lot of things, but I think the main thing is self-love. because when you love yourself, you can love others. And a lot of people have asked me, well, how do I get to that position? How do I get to that place where I love myself? And it's really cultivating new practices about it. There's so much out there now on the internet, you know, coaches helping you to try to get you to change your neural pathways that have felt that you weren't loved. A lot of them are old neural pathways from your subconscious mind, and there's so much now you can do. Even affirmations, saying them 30 to 40 minutes, 30 to 40 days in a row will release a lot of the old programming we may have gotten when we were younger, that we weren't worth anything, we weren't pretty enough, we weren't smart enough, we weren't good enough. A lot of those are in our subconscious mind, and so by saying, even saying just affirmations every day, don't miss a day too, every single day for, I would say, 40 days will release a lot of those, the false programming that we've picked up in our life. And just getting yourself in joy, bringing yourself into a place that you are doing things that you're passionate about and raising your vibration so that you can get what you want a lot faster when you're in a higher vibration than when you're fighting for it and you're coming from a place of lack or fear or you don't have enough.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Self-love is. I in fact, had a program, 25 Days to Self-Love, because it's so important. Give us an example of an affirmation someone can use. I remember years ago using affirmations, several affirmations, because I had a fear of abandonment. I had taken that on from early in life, and I used to say affirmations to myself, and I did that. Every day I would say them, probably for years or more, and they worked. So give us an example of an affirmation that would help somebody towards self-love.
I say I'm total pure love. I say that every day. Can I give you a few more?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. This helped me, though, about myself. I have everything I want and need and more. And this has helped me a lot because it makes me feel that I really can have whatever I want. I have everything I need and want and more. And I always included the need, too, because a lot and want, because a lot of people think they can only ask for what they need, not what they want. And you can.
Yes.
There's nothing wrong with that. And I'm worthy of receiving all good things in my life. Worthiness. We need to believe that we're worthy of it. So many people feel that this won't happen to them. It will happen to everyone else. Your neighbors or the movie star or whoever, the football player, it will never happen to them. But once you start reprogramming yourself, it will really start affecting your life in a positive way. And I always say, this has really helped me get what I want. The universe anticipates my needs far ahead and delivers. And this one statement has helped me so much because even when I want to find a quarter, it's always there in my car. I mean, if I say this ahead of time, the universe anticipates my needs far ahead and delivers. The universe will go ahead of you and put in your path anything that you need. And it really works. I mean, it works so well, especially when you're changing jobs or anything big. You'll see how things pop up for you that you never would have expected. And you say, wow, the universe really did anticipate my needs far ahead and delivered it to me. So that was really, really powerful. It's been really powerful for me. And another really powerful one is the divine plan is always unfolding for me in perfect and joyful ways. And I love that one because I just feel I'm on the path I should be. And I'm stating that to the universe, and it's really helpful.
That's great. I love the universe anticipates my needs far ahead and delivers.
I'm going to
feel that one from you.
I want everyone to because I think it really helps. It just goes ahead of you. It goes ahead of you. And just anything that you need, it will put it in your place.
I love it. I love it. And I love the divine plan is always unfolding.
In joyful and perfect ways.
In joyful and perfect. See, the joyful is the part you added. Because
yes,
perfectly,
I love the joyful.
But in joyful, it's like, yay.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah,
right.
Well, I want everything that it brings me. I know. I know. I love the joyful, too. I've added that on because I put joyful with almost everything. Anytime
yeah,
I ask for
great.
Anything, my desires, it's always joy with joy.
Very good. So we're going to take a quick break now. And if you want to call in and ask Sue a question, you can call in at 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be back in just a bit.
Hello, it's Doc Indy here, your conscious life coach for women. As women, we're always taking care of everyone else, oftentimes to our own neglect. But I'm here to help you change that. I want you to go to mindfulhealthforwomen.com, that's with the number 4, so that you can book your free 30-minute coaching session, and we'll begin to address your mental, physical, and spiritual health. I look forward to speaking with you.
Are you a diva struggling with stress from your career or juggling the responsibilities of everyday life? You're invited to Renew Your Life Now. Join Lynn Owens in a transformational program and take your life back. Restore balance, boundaries, and nurturing into your life now. Go to allowspacenow.com and click on the Start Here tab or email Lynn at allowspacenow.com. That's Lynn at allowspacenow.com.
Welcome back to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm Maureen Mitchell with guest Sue Finley, who's a happiness coach. She's a life coach. She teaches about law of attraction, and she even has a book called Keys to Unlocking the Law of Attraction. We've been talking about words that we speak, using affirmations to create things in our life, and she's come up with some amazing ones. So, Sue, tell us a little bit about what's the main message you want to bring to the public?
The main message is that I think is that we are so powerful, we don't even know how much power we have. It's been kept from us for a long time, and now we're starting to realize that we are an extension of the divine, extension of God, and we have so much power, and we need to use it the right way with your thoughts and your feelings and your actions, because this is actually energy that your every thought is an energy, and it's creating your reality. So watch your thoughts and words and action. It can create miracles in your life, and it could create everything you desire. Don't be afraid to live your highest potential. Those who know and remember their power are living their highest potential. There's many people we know that are famous that are living their highest potential. Like I can think of Oprah Winfrey, Bill Gates, even movie stars, Tom Cruise. Some of these people that I feel that are probably living their highest potential, but everyone has that power. I'm not talking about money either. You don't have to make a ton of money to live your highest potential, but just go follow your passions. Follow your passions, and you'll be rewarded for that when you follow your passions. And don't be afraid to step out of your comfort zone, because even for me, talking on the radio is out of my comfort zone, believe it or not. I never expected in a million years that I would be talking on a radio show, because I was always afraid to speak in front of a group. And I just am so into what I'm saying to people that it kind of takes that fear out from me. And so we can all do this. We can step out of our comfort zone and create miracles and synchronicities that can happen all the time. And I just wanted to tell everybody that they are love, pure love, and they deserve every good thing in their life. So we need to start believing this, either with affirmations or however you want to do it. Treat yourself to more treats and things that you love in your life. And find the joy in your passions, and that is really going to raise your vibration so you can have the things that you want in your life. You can if you fight. You can also when you put a lot of energy into not having enough, but it's going to be a much harder way to do it that way. Be in childlike wonder and know that the universe will take care of you and relax into that.
Wow. Those are really powerful words. I love the part about we are so powerful and we are so loved. When you talk about we are so powerful, it reminded me of Abraham Hicks that says, one who is connected is more powerful than 10,000 who are not. And I don't even remember the circumstance, but I was going through something last week, just a few days ago, And that came up in me. One who is connected is more powerful than 10,000. It wasn't 10,000 people. It was two people. And all of a sudden, it just calmed me down. And I thought, this is okay. It's going to be okay. So thank you for those beautiful and wise words. You are loved.
You're welcome.
Being loved, knowing that we are loved just because we exist, that was a huge, huge revelation for me. And it completely changed my life. Because I knew my parents loved me, and I was raised in love, but I was also raised in religion where you had to be good to be loved. For some reason, that's the message I got as a child. And so having that revelation of that I'm truly loved, and no matter what I do, I'm truly loved, that was mind-blowing for me. That was amazing for me.
It is. So, it is. I was the same, too, in the church scenario, and I totally know what you're saying.
Yeah, and so it probably wasn't the message they meant to portray, but as a child, that's the message you receive. So there was nothing that I could do. Well, I was told I was born a sinner, so from my birth, I was already bad. So there was nowhere to go but down. So
I know.
So that was just such a it released me from so much, and it opened up that worthiness you were speaking of earlier. Because without that feeling of worthiness, we cannot receive what we want because we push it away because we're not worthy. It's kind of like that catch, 22 over and over again. So tell us a little bit about your book, Sue. I don't want to go without you talking about your book, Keys to Unlocking the Law of Attraction. Tell us a little bit about why you were inspired to write it, why you wrote it, and what people can expect when they read it.
Well, Keys to Unlocking the Law of Attraction is a very simple book to read. I've read so many books on the Law of Attraction just because I felt I really could do it pretty well, and I wanted to get all the angles, and I wanted to include everything that I thought was important. I saw all the movies, so it's very much simplified. If you read it, it tells you about your soul qualities and how when you're attracting things, whether you're attracting from your soul or whether you're attracting from, not the purest vibration, and you want to attract more from your soul. And to make it easier, joy and love are your soul qualities. Everyone is joyful and love at their soul. So you want to go for things that make you feel that at a deeper level. And it tells you how to exactly frame your affirmations. It tells you sometimes why you don't get everything that you want. It's just kind of like a summary of the best that I've learned, and it's very simple to read. It's not going to take you, 10 weeks to read it. It may take you a couple days to read it, but it's really everything I use, and it's a compilation of everything I thought was the most important about that.
Wonderful. And what inspired you to write it?
Just because I thought it was needed, because I always had that belief that I could always have what I want, but the more people I talked to, the more I thought they didn't believe that. And it kind of surprised me. So I thought, okay, so I'm going to start reading about this. I'm going to start putting down what I believe and helping people that way so they can know that they're very powerful and can have whatever they want. It's just a help guide for them to know that it's not just the universe pushing them around. They can actually focus on what they want and actually get it.
Right. What a beautiful message. We are the creator of our own lives, not something that we're taught usually from childhood, and not something that the society teaches. Society does teach that we kind of make what we want happen, but this isn't making. This is allowing what we want to happen. It's a whole different energy, and it's beautiful. Very nice.
Yes, and aligning yourself with what you want.
Exactly. So tell us how we get a hold of you and your book, Sue.
I'm online at www.youressentialhappiness.com, and I'm on Facebook. Those are the two places I am a lot. On Facebook, with Your Essential Happiness Life Coaching, and my name is Susan Finley, and my phone number is on my website too, and if they want to, I do coaching sessions, and I also do angel card readings. So if anybody wants to have a coaching session with me, you can purchase those on my website. You can purchase the book on my website. The book is not on Amazon because I chose to do a lot of speaking engagements around my area first before I started getting into this. I was new to the field. And for Amazon, you, at least at the time, you had to not let anyone have the book for 6 months. So I decided I wanted to. I could actually put that book on Amazon now, but I haven't done it. But you can get that through my website. So that's how you can reach me.
Great. And also you'll find Sue on my website, lifecoachmari.com, lifecoachmari.com. Just go to my radio show page, and she's right there with a link to her website and also a link to this interview if you want to spread it around to some friends, because it'll be right there on the replay page. Fantastic, Sue. So, you know, I just love everything you're doing. I love that you've made what you call a very simple version of law of attraction teaching, because we need that. We need something we could follow. When I started following this path, I had no idea what I was reading. I really didn't, or even what I was listening to. It was all very complicated to me because I wasn't in the right vibration. I wasn't in vibration with it, but it was drawing me. So it took, it took me almost 2 years, I think, if not more, just to even understand what I was learning. It was weird. And then as I started to go into it more.
Oh, no, I think that's very common.
Yeah, because it's very high level. It's very high energy, and I wasn't in that space. But it kept drawing me, so it was for me. So is there one more thing you'd like to say to a listener as we begin to close out the show, something you may have on your heart?
Well, number one, love yourself. But number two, forgive yourself. Because so many people cannot love themselves because they're not forgiving themselves. And here's a little tool. I'll say this pretty quickly, but it's very easy for me to do. If you blame yourself for anything you've done in your life, in my mind, I imagine this flower garden. And any time I want to beat myself up about, I think the lesson I've learned from it. And I make that flower the lesson I've learned from it. It's a beautiful flower. Maybe it's gold and orange. Yellow. It's a beautiful flower. And every time instead of beating myself up, oh, I shouldn't have said that, I shouldn't have done that, I go to that flower, which is the lesson I've learned from that. And it's puts you in a much higher vibration so that you're not beating yourself up or feeling bad about it. You're now saying, oh, look at all these lessons. And my flower garden's filled with a whole bunch of flowers. So so I think it's a pretty good thing.
I love that. It's so visual. I can see the garden. I'm a very visual person. So I can see that. Well, how did you come up with that beautiful visualization?
I just made it up because I thought we need to turn our fear and everything into something higher. And so I thought a lot of people do still beat themselves up that they wish they would have done this or they wish they hadn't have done that. And then instead, though, they're all the spiritual guides that I've been with have said we it's the lesson that we're learning. It's okay to make mistakes. It's a lesson that you're learning. And that's the important thing, that you were growing from that. So every time I think of the lesson, I feel good. I feel good about that instead of bad about what I did.
That's wonderful. I love that because one of the things that I've dealt with in my life was perfectionism. I thought it was a wonderful trait when I was young, only to find out it really is not that great because I was driven to be perfect by my parents, by my father especially, and then by teachers, et cetera, right? You're driven to be perfect, but there is no such thing as perfect. We're all doing our best. So this whole concept of all the time we're doing our best, we're not purposely trying to mess things up. We're trying to do our best, most of us. And almost every person is trying to do their best, but we mess up, like you say, in things. Or we try to do something, and it didn't turn out the way we wanted it to. So this garden is absolutely beautiful. I want to steal that as well. You have given so much beautiful things to the show today, Sue. It's been just lovely having you. Thank you so much for being on with me.
Thank you so much for the radio show that's helping so many people. It's awesome that you're doing this.
Thank you so much. And you'll find Sue on my website. Thank you for being with us today. And catch us next time on Dare to Be Authentic Radio.
Thank you.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell. Broadcasting live from Southern California.